أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, just as we have seasons of the year, we have spring, we have summer, we have autumn, and we have winter, the Islamic calendar has got seasons as well. You have the seasons of sadness, which is the months of Muharram and Safar. When through this sadness, we reflect the detrimental effects of oppression and we pray for the hearts of all oppressors to be moved to compassion for the oppressed. And then with the months of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jama'at al-Awwal and Jama'at al-Akhir, we have the birthdays of the Prophet and his daughter. And we reflect on the role models that divinity has sent us to emulate. And now we come to the season of Rajab, Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan. In essence, the season of self-development, where we recognize the power, the greatness of the Qur'an and work towards reaching our full potential. And the last 3 months, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah are Ashhar al-Hajj, the months of Hajj and preparation for Hajj. But let's continue with the conversation on knowledge from Imam Baqir. So the first thing is the five main behaviors of one who believes. Now this is from the Prophet, peace be upon him. The first one, he said, is the first characteristic of one who believes in divinity is that he is one who is continuously in thought. The second behavior is that they remember divinity, remember Allah loudly. I remember many years ago that we had a visitor who came from East Africa. He was a phenomenal person and he wanted to come with me to visit one of the young peoples who was in hospital near the center. And as I walked with him to the hospital, I mean, every 2 minutes he would say, Alhamdulillah, praise and gratitude be to Allah. Subhanallah, I declare the perfection of Allah. And after a little while, I had to ask him, why are you saying all this? And he said, don't you see? Look at that ladybird. Isn't she beautiful? And he would look at a daisy and he would say, look at the colors of that daisy. And it just made me realize my goodness. He sees divinity in everything. That is remembering Allah loudly. The third characteristic of a believer is that he's always seeking knowledge, absolutely in everything. The fourth behavior is that there is forbearance. The Prophet said, the greater the knowledge, the greater the forbearance. And finally, the fifth one, which is probably the most important. When he speaks, the speech is beautiful. When he discusses or speaks to others, it is through beautiful exhortations. He never resorts to a war of words, and never is he harsh. So in a nutshell, the first benchmark of Brand Quran is to be continuously in thought, to remember divinity loudly, to always seek knowledge, to have loads of forbearance, patience, and to be able to speak the most beautiful of words. And it reminds me of a poem which says, soft words in a lullaby put a baby to sleep. Hateful words will stir violence. Encouraging words will fan the flames of a genius, of a Salman or a Jaber. Powerful words will mold the public mind as the sculptor molds his clay. Words spoken or written are a dynamic force. Words are the swords we use in battles for success and happiness. How others react to words depends in a large measure upon the words we utter to them. Life is a great whispering gallery that sends back echoes of the words we send out. Our words are immortal. They go marching through the years in the lives of all those with whom we come into contact. They will survive us. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to express ourselves in the best of manners. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.